Welcome to the Camp House Podcast. This is episode zero. And we called it episode zero because we really don't want this to be the first installment of our podcast. Rather, this is just going to be an introduction in order to give you a heads up of what we are imagining for this podcast going forward. And my name is Matt Busby, and for the most part, I'm going to be your host here on this podcast. I'm the director of the Camp House, and I've been involved in part of the staff here for over 6 years now, almost since the very beginning. And over that time, I've had the pleasure of watching the Camp House grow from a small third wave coffee shop into a restaurant and music and events venue, and then make a really big move from Southside onto MLK in the Big Nine District. And over these years, we as the Camp House have gotten to know so many of you. You see, the Camp House is really a third space. And if you've never heard that term before, it's really simple. You see, first spaces would be your home, the places where you live. And second spaces would be the places where you work. And so third spaces are those other places where you invest a significant amount of time. Third spaces are those places where meetings happen and friendships grow. Ideas are born, books are read, deep conversations happen, events take place, songs are written and performed, and it's those proverbial places where you walk in and everybody, or at least a few, knows your name. In other words, third spaces are those places throughout the city that foster community and cultivate culture. And luckily, we have a bunch of those in Chattanooga, and we are honored to be one of them. And that's the vision behind this podcast. We really want it to be something that fosters community and cultivates culture in our city. And so this podcast is really going to take the shape of stories and profile interviews of some of Chattanooga's most innovative thinkers, community figures, artists, entrepreneurs, political figures, and generally those people and ideas that are shaping the future of our city. In the end, we want this to be a place where you feel more connected to what is happening in the city, informed about the issues and ideas shaping your community, and inspired to be part of the social fabric of our city. You know, it's almost as if you get to be part of all the conversations happening over our tables each and every day. And so the plan is to have a weekly podcast that will range anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. At times, if an interview goes over the 45-minute mark, then we'll just take that and split it into two episodes. So one week you may hear part one of an interview, and then the next week we'll put out part two. And that's the great thing about podcasts, right? They really fit into your schedule, and that's what we want to do. We want to provide you with a medium that connects you to what's happening in Chattanooga, that you can engage with at your own pace. And so join us here each and every week for a new episode. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or wherever it is you get your podcast from. And you can always find it and share it from our website at thecamphouse.com/podcast. So next week is going to be our first episode, episode one, with Jared Bigham. He's the coordinator of Chattanooga 2.0, the big education reform the county has been working on for months now. And so here's just a small preview for next week's episode. When somebody asks me what Chattanooga 2.0 is, I usually say, well, it's the biggest education reform initiative the county's undertaken in 25 years. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's definitely one way to characterize it. And sometimes people default to K-12 education, but it really is a cradle to career movement.
Okay, great. So I definitely want to talk about that more in a minute. But what I find myself when I say that, when that kind of comes out of my mouth, I realize that might be a true statement, but it's not a very helpful statement either.
Right.
So I do want to spend a lot of time talking about what exactly is Chattanooga 2.0. But first, I guess my question too is, like, I think there's been a general sense within Chattanooga for a while that the education system could be reformed. It needs to be improved. That there's this general dissatisfaction there. But my question for you is why now? Like, what is it that spurred us to this moment where there's this community-wide effort? And I think we'll talk more about that here in a minute. But this community-wide effort at education reform.
So I'll step back a little bit. In the spring of 2015, the partners I mentioned earlier, the Chamber, Benwood Foundation, Hamilton County Schools, and PEF came together with some teachers and principals and other thought partners from across the state to look at the results that Hamilton County Schools was getting, not just K-12, but also in post-secondary, and realized that there were some definite challenges there and some room for improvement. So came up with some initial strategies and continued to have conversations, but really not a, you know, didn't have anyone waking up every day 9 to 5 or what I found is like 7 to 7, but to to figure out ways that we can actually get better outcomes. So when I first came on board, one of the first things we did was to get a snapshot of where we are, and that was the original Chattanooga 2.0 report that looked at outcomes in K-12. It looked at our post-secondary outcomes, and it was a pretty sobering report. We formally released it in December, and it was a little bit of a blow to the community. I mean, to know that we have so many opportunities, especially economic opportunities in the community, but we have just a large portion of our graduates that weren't accessing those opportunities.
All right, so that's it, episode zero, really just an introduction to the podcast and what we're imagining going forward. And we're excited about it. We hope you're excited about it. And you can always find us here each and every week. So please join us next week for an interview with Jared Bigham, and have a great day.